listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
It would take hours to go over all the evidence which proves that the attack on September 11th, 2001 was an inside job. And I suggest you look into it if you haven't already. But to simplify the situation, all you need to do is look at Building 7. What some people still don't realize is that there were three buildings that fell into their own footprint that day. Three buildings that fell at free fall speed, indistinguishable from controlled demolitions, because that's exactly what they were. As the towers came crashing down, we can see the signatures of a controlled demolition. The official story is that Building 7, known as 7 World Trade Center, caught fire as a result of debris from the Twin Towers, which somehow caused a critical internal column to break, causing a cascading failure and collapse. And if this nonsensical official narrative were true, it would make it the first and only steel skyscraper in the world to collapse from fires. The building's owner, Larry Silverstein, took control of the Twin Towers just weeks before 9/11 and had them insured to cover terrorist attacks. After Building 7 collapsed, Silverstein told the media that the decision was made to pull it, suggesting that the building was collapsed on purpose.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
This implies that they somehow rigged the explosives that afternoon while the building was still burning, which is ridiculous. And so the media dismissed his comments and changed their story. There were several witnesses who reported hearing and feeling the type of explosions one would expect from a controlled demolition.
You heard explosions, like boom! It's like a distinct sound.
Big explosion. Blew us back into the eighth floor.
Somebody grabbed my shoulder and I started running, and the shit's hitting the ground behind me. And the whole time you're hearing thoom, 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 thoom. So, I think I know an explosion when I hear it.
Do you know if it was an explosion or if it was a building collapse?
To me it sounded like an explosion.
The explosions were captured on video.
You want to call your mother or something?
In fact, you were just told by police that you should move out of your apartment, Tatiana. You've got Carolina here. They advised us to leave because we have... Oh, my God.
First responders were told that the building was going to be blown up.
Oh, boy.
Did you hear that?
Keep your eye on that building. It'll be coming down.
And you guys knew this was coming all day.
We had heard reports that the building was unstable and that it eventually would either come down on its own or it would be taken down.
The BBC reported live on air that the building already collapsed before it did. Television viewers could see it in the background still standing.
I was talking about the Salomon Brothers building collapsing, and indeed it has. Apparently that's only a few hundred yards away from where the World Trade Center towers were. And it seems that this was not a result of a new attack. It was because the building had been weakened.
And the investigation never even investigated for explosives. The Republican White House then signed into law the Patriot Act, which allowed the next Democrat White House to target U.S. civilians as if they were domestic terrorists. And they amended the Defense Authorization Act, which allowed the next Republican White House to experiment on the American people with deadly gene therapy and nanotech vaccines. The same people who did 9/11 are pulling off the climate hoax and the deadly COVID shots. They run both parties of our government. Many have forgotten, and it's time to wake up before they kill us all. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Shop
supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Record of the hearts and minds of the American people. It's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, third hour of American Journal is on. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Joining me in studio is Dr. Stella Emanuel. She is the successful physician with active practice in Houston, as well as the founder of Firepower Ministries in Katy, Texas. She devotes her life and resources to teaching believers everywhere to identify the sources of spiritual weakness, deception, and defeat, to learn strategies of warfare to enable them to get and maintain their freedom. Her website is drstellamd.com, and that's drstellamd.com. And you, of course, can use the promo code Alex to get some of the wonderful products she has on offer there. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Awesome. I'm happy to be here this morning.
I'm very happy that you're here as well. A fellow Houstonian.
Yes.
Which I miss the big city. But there's a lot of stuff going on right now with disease. Am I imagining things, or is the prevalence of these new novel viruses unlike anything we've ever seen before?
You're not imagining things. I think I've been saying this for a long time right now. I think that there's a concerted effort to release as many diseases as possible. And the bottom line is to scare human beings so that somewhere along the line, everybody will get an mRNA jab into their bodies. That's the bottom line of this. And I say right now that we have a triple-demic or a trifecta pandemic going on right now.
Right.
Apart from, of course, the mosquito-borne diseases, we have COVID, which people are still getting sick from COVID. And that's really crazy because it's been 4 years. I don't understand it when people still call me that they can't breathe. It's really, it disturbs me because by now people should know what to do about that. And then, of course, we have bird flu. And with bird flu, they've been doing these dangs about bird flu. There's something about it in Colorado, in Michigan, in Iowa. And I do believe that they're also going to use bird flu to affect our food supply, because through bird flu, they've killed over 2 million chicken. And I'm sure that they're going to kill our chicken, kill our cows, and make us eat lab-grown meat and, you know, and maybe make us eat insects or bugs or whatever else that they want to make us eat so that we can really be unhealthy and probably die. So I believe that bird flu, they are doing that. And then, of course, monkeypox has been, you know, declared an emergency of global significance. They call it mpox. With monkeypox, they have three different... No, they had two different kinds. Like in 2022, they had this whole thing about monkeypox. And, you know, we're telling everybody that, you know, they are not done with monkeypox yet. The one that was released in 2022 or that came out in 2022 is the Clyde 2 version of monkeypox, which was more sexually transmitted. It was less transmissible from person to person. It was less deadly. But now they have the Clyde 1 version, which is more transmissible with regular contact, not just sexual contact. It is more deadly, and it is hitting Africa right now. And they've already found a case in Sweden. I think there's a case in America already, or the Clyde 1 version. So I do believe we have a trifecta pandemic going on right now. And like I said, one of the things that I've done in the past 4 years is to try to be there to get the American people to be safe and figure out what we can do to deal with whatever it's coming. So I'm not saying this to get people terrified. Most of these viruses, you know, whether it's bird flu, COVID, you know, equine virus, you know, Zika, all those things, they're RNA viruses. I say this very, very clearly. Most RNA viruses, zinc can help mitigate them. But zinc cannot enter the cell. Zinc needs a transport system. So the zinc that you eat in your regular diet, it cannot really enter the cell. Zinc needs a transport system to enter the cell. So that is where you need something like quercetin. So, like, if you go on our website, we have CoviVite that has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. It helps to open zinc channels and allow zinc to go into the cell. So does, that's one of the ways that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin works, you know. So we have that. And then, of course, the other thing that I will say about mpox, I'll get back to really what people can do to be healthy. One of the things that I'll say about mpox is, I believe that because COVID did not really hit Africa like that. And the uptake of the vaccine, I mean, less than 1% of the population of Africa took the vaccine.
Really?
Yes. And this is especially sub-Saharan Africa where there's malaria. And here's the issue. We've been talking about hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin for the past 4 years. And if you're listening to me, make sure you have hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet because it's going to help you take care of all these viruses. But the issue is, when people had COVID in Africa, the symptoms of COVID are kind of like the symptoms of malaria. So you get fever, you get achy, you get sometimes upper respiratory infections, you know, and you feel bad and, you know. And those same symptoms are symptoms of malaria. In most of these sub-Saharan countries, things like chloroquine, camoquine, hydroxychloroquine, they are over the counter.
Right.
So if you had symptoms of malaria, people just go over the counter and they get medicine. So what really stopped, there's an article that said something like, scientists are really perplexed about the lack of COVID in sub-Saharan Africa, you know?
Right, yes.
You know, and I don't know why they are perplexed. It's because malaria is in sub-Saharan Africa and the treatment for malaria is the same treatment for COVID.
Right.
So people were not trying to treat COVID. People just had symptoms that looked like malaria and they took hydroxychloroquine or camoquine or flavoquine. We grew up taking flavoquine or daraprim as Sunday medicine.
Right.
We took it to prevent malaria. And that I think that's the mindset that has got me telling everybody you need to take Sunday medicine, get on hydroxychloroquine weekly, you know, and then take your vitamins. So it's because I grew up in that. I grew up in a malaria endemic zone. I trained in Nigeria and we were able to give chloroquine, hydroxychloroquine to babies, to pregnant women, to people with old people. You know, it's a very safe medication. It's over the counter.
Right.
So we treated river blindness and some other parasitic infections with ivermectin. It's over the counter. So that is why COVID did not really seed into Africa like that. You cannot social distance in the slums of Lagos. You cannot. But with this happening and the WHO and the powers that be realized that Africans did not take this. So what did they do? They are bringing mpox because with monkeypox, they already have, there was an article out the other day that millions and millions of doses of the mRNA vaccine are already being shipped to Africa to deal with monkeypox. So I do believe that the monkeypox that they are trying to release right now is to make sure that Africa takes the vaccine.
Interesting. And they all are RNA viruses, right? So there was...
Not monkeypox.
Oh, monkeypox isn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you, monkeypox is a DNA virus. It's a bigger and heavier virus than the RNA. So zinc and this doesn't work for it. But... when we heard about monkeypox in 2022, I usually like to go on the NIH, and whenever I hear something is coming, I go on the NIH website and start looking for studies. I found out that there was a study, and you can Google this, it's called, there was a study that was done in the NIH, it's also published in the Lancet magazine, about a plant called pitcher plant, or Sarracenia purpurea. This was a plant that was used in the days of smallpox by the Indian community in America.
Okay.
So this is a carnivorous plant. I tried to grow it in my ranch, but it just didn't grow. I think it grows more in the temperate zone. So it's a carnivorous plant. It's called pitcher plant, or Sarracenia purpurea. So that can help to mitigate monkeypox, smallpox, and stuff like that. So we're able to produce it called Pox Defense. It took us a long time to find somebody that can put it together, but we finally found a naturopathic doctor that was able to harvest the plant, extract it, and produce Pox Defense. Mm. So we have it on our website called Pox Defense. It's on back order because people have been ordering it, and you know it's on back. Okay, let me not like on back order, but it's kind of hard for them because it's a small naturopathic doctor group that is producing it. So it's kind of hard for us to get like a huge amount. Right. So when we get like 300, we ship it all out and then we get a few more. So it's okay to pre-order it because like the orders that we're getting this week, we're covering orders that were ordered like two weeks ago. So I tell everybody, get it. It's called Pox Defense. It's Sericinia purpura. You can put it in your medicine cabinet. When pox hits us, which I think it's going to come closer, and you have something that can help mitigate that and build your immunity against pox.
And that's something you can take preventatively, not once you get the virus, but...
Okay. Yes, you can take preventatively. If we hear... Right now, there are one or two cases here, you know. And the way they put... Sericinia purpura works not just for pox. It's also help, like, with digestive problems. It can help with some kind of chronic pain. So it has some other medicinal uses. So usually what I do is that I take Sericinia purpura, two drops. I mix it with Covilite, which is, like, my best drink. And then with Viraimmune Plus, I get a nice little drink. And then, you know, I kind of stay healthy. And I take hydroxychloroquine if I'm going out in crowds and stuff. I just haven't been sick for the past 4 years.
Right.
Despite the fact that I've had people sneezing on me, coughing on me, and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing better than me. I have two kids and one of them in preschool. And it's like the sicknesses these days. Mm-hmm. And we talked to our pediatrician, and they're sort of casual about it, but they're like, oh, yeah, you know, it's a sickness, and nobody's getting over it, and it's going on for two weeks, and we don't know what it is. And so I'm just wondering, like, did they just destroy the immune system of humanity, and are now diseases just multiplying? Because that's one of the things about RNA diseases. They change very rapidly, right, as they transmit from person to person. So, you know, I'm just seeing, like, my kids getting sick and my wife getting sick and their cousins getting sick, and it's like, okay, what did they do to us? Because I don't remember sickness being like this when I was a kid.
Yes, there's so much going on right now, and so much being released in the atmosphere. Not just that, our food supply is corrupted, and there's just so much going on. So, like I said, I don't want people to be scared. I believe in being prepared. I believe in taking care of your own health, apart from taking supplements. You know, it's so interesting because I'm a physician, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my mindset was always, you know, write a prescription for a long time. You know,
that's how you're trained.
Yes, that's how I was trained. That's how we were programmed, you know, by the medical industrial complex.
Yeah.
And give them vaccines because, man, it's going to prevent disease or whatever. So the past 4 years, I've woken up to some like really, I'm like, wow, I can't even believe that I practice this way.
Right.
You know, one of the things that like right now, I don't even recommend any vaccine until further notice. But I tell parents, make the decision for yourself or whoever, make the decision for yourself. Because even other childhood vaccines right now are becoming mRNA. And when we started out, I'm a trained pediatrician before I started working in the emergency room. And when we started out, maybe children had like maybe 10 vaccines. But right now, in your first year, you probably have taken about 40 vaccines. And to me, that is really crazy. And I have patients that have been in my practice for years that don't vaccinate their children and they're just as healthy.
Right.
So that's why right now I'm kind of like very skeptical about vaccine and no mRNA vaccine because that is not a vaccine. That is gene therapy trying to modify your system. So I believe that a lot of people have been corrupted and not just that, you know, sometimes people just taking these vaccines and the shedding. You know, which is people like shedding. That's not scientific. Yes, it is. You know, and the shedding itself is making other people unhealthy. That's why I tell people it's better to you know, this is a time you can take supplements to build your immunity, exercise, you know, make sure that you breathe good air and everything, eat good food, you know, and then don't be scared, you know, give your life to Jesus. If they take you out, you get to go home.
Right.
Right. You understand what I'm saying? You know, I believe that one of the biggest fears that we have is, you know, this crazy fear of humanity about dying.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Once you lose that fear, I tell people, I'm not afraid to die. If they take me out, at least I'm a child of God. I'm a Christian. I get to go home.
Yeah. You know, that's so interesting. And I talk about this all the time and how it's like intrinsic in humans that there's something about the fear of death that we sort of recognize as evil. I always point to some of the more sort of
the bigger intellectual properties like Harry Potter. You know, Harry Potter, the bad guy is Voldemort. His name literally means to flee from death. The whole story is about him not wanting to die, so he separates his soul. I mean, all of these sort of classic stories have the similarity where the evil person is desperate not to die. And then you look at what the elites today talk about. They are terrified of death and they are desperate to have a mortal life. And whether that's uploading their consciousness to the cloud or, you know, reverse aging, that's what's driving them. They really want to live forever. I mean, and it's strange that if you look at it, I mean, even you look at, you know, the Bible and the first book and the Garden of Eden, it was it's this fear of death that drives so much evil. And in a weird way, embracing death gives you life.
Yes.
In a really powerful way.
Yeah, the Bible says it that, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony because we love not our lives unto death. You know, I tell people this, you know, I'm a physician, but I always say that my biggest job right now is an intercessor for the nations. I'm a prophet of God and an intercessor for the nations. And, you know, being a physician and a businesswoman is like my side hustle.
Right.
Yes, that's kind of like my side hustle, you know. So if you've read the Bible and you know the word of God and you're grounded in the word of God, the Bible says that those that know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. In these last days, the most important thing is for you to, like, know God, because the safest place to be is in Christ. And when you read the Bible all the way to the end, I'm a Bible scholar, you find out that at the end of the day, God wins this battle.
Right.
And when you have an understanding of it, then you align your life and destiny to that, then you stop being afraid to die.
Right.
You know, and once you lose the fear of death, they have lost control over you. You know, in 2020, July, I'm sure everybody remembers my, you know, in 2020.
Yeah, very powerful speech you gave, yeah.
Yes, when I left home that week and I was going to D.C., I called my family and I sat them down. I said, I'm going to D.C. I can't see people die. I just can't. My heart was breaking. We had started, you know, we had started seeing patients and I knew hydroxychloroquine works. Then we added ivermectin. We could see 80-something-year-olds with diabetes getting treated and they lived, you know, they didn't die. And at that time, you know, if you were 83-year-old with diabetes, COVID was a death sentence, basically.
Right. Right.
So I knew that people didn't need to die. I knew COVID was completely treatable and COVID was completely preventable. And I saw people dying and I just could not handle it. So when I left to go to D.C., I called my family and I told them, I said, I'm going to D.C. I'm going to speak up. I can't let people die. I don't know whether I'm going to make it back. If they kill me, if I perish, I perish.
Right.
So when I went to DC that day, I had no fear. I did not. I was not even afraid to die.
Right.
So that is why when I stood in front of the people that day, I went royally crazy. I went so off that everybody was like, "What is going on?" Yes, I was so angry and I just went off. And of course, when you get to that place where you lose that fear to that level, God can use you.
Yeah, and the unintended consequences can be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, just it takes me back to, you know, they've done studies about blue zones around the world where people routinely live above 100. What they found is that a lot of these blue zones happen to follow, you know, the biblically prescribed fasting or, you know, the dietary requirements that are followed by the Orthodox. You know, in Greece or even the Seventh-day Adventists have a lot of dietary restrictions that they follow, and they live for 100. And it's not like they're doing it to live for 100. They're just doing what they think their faith commands of them.
Yes.
And yet it has these positive effects in your actual physical health.
Mm-hmm. And that's true. You know, if you can, when you believe, when you have a faith and a belief system that God's got your back, you're less terrified. You know what I'm saying? And fear has a really detrimental effect on the human body, even on your health, on your emotional health, on your physical health, on your mental health. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But when you lose that fear, or let me put it another way, when you have hope and a reason to live and a reason to look forward to, you're less likely to be so terrified that you're going to be like, come on, please give me 10 vaccines and 15 boosters just so that I can stay alive.
Right.
You know, so that's why I tell people, if you're listening to me right now and you still have fear, I pray that the spirit of fear will be broken over your life in the name of Jesus, that fear will be broken over you, and you will rise up and be bold and live life as a child of God who has dominion over the earth. You know, I tell people, I say, God gave you and I custody of our world because he knew that in this time, you and I will have the strength to be able to do what it takes to keep custody of this world. And we, you know, there's been a lot of crazy programming in everybody's mind, and people are just worried and terrified about this and that. And that's one of the biggest things that COVID did, bring fear and terror, kill a few people, and then everybody else will be terrified. But what's the worst they can do? Kill me?
Yeah.
Yo, come on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if I'm not afraid of your worst, then I can actually live. You know, I tell people sometimes you're so afraid to die that you refuse to live because you're afraid to die. You're trying to be like, oh my God, I got to prevent this. I got to take this. What is the next vaccine to take? What's the next medicine? I was like, please calm down.
Right. Well, being a parent, it's like, look, you can't keep everything clean and you don't want to anyway. You have to introduce, you know, disease. You have to let the immune system build. If you, you know, are so scared of everything that you're locking your kid away in a room and you know, doing the alcohol rubbing of their hands every 5 minutes, you're actually setting them up for failure. It can be counterproductive. And to get over the fear, you just have to make that conscious choice. I remember the first place I went when the lockdown lifted and places opened up, the first place I went, bizarrely enough, was Dave and Buster's, the arcade, right? Which is just filled with kids and everybody's touching the same thing. And like, you know, it'd been months before I'd been in a crowd and you kind of have that like, maybe this isn't good. Maybe I should be. And I remember consciously having to go, you know what? Screw that. I'm not going to be scared. Actually, I'm going to go do what I want to do and just toss the fear to the side. Let it wash over me like in Dune. Right?
It's so crazy because right now they are recommending that by the time a child is 1 year old, they should have taken 3 of the mRNA COVID vaccines.
That's wild.
And you know how crazy that is?
Wild.
We saw parents come into the clinic and they couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
And the children had maybe a little cold and they're running all over the place. I don't remember. I had just one child that really was sick from COVID, and it's because they already had like a lot of respiratory problems. They were born premature. But basically, the children didn't get sick from COVID and still don't get sick from COVID to that extent. To them, it's a cold.
Right.
So there is no reason. There is no reason at all to give any child a COVID vaccine. There's even no reason to give a youth, even an 18-year-old, 20-year-old. COVID was not a disease that even affected 18-year-olds or 20-year-olds. But right now, a lot of children that took the jab are dropping dead.
I know.
For as long as I've practiced pediatrics, I don't remember ever having 18-year-olds, 16-year-olds having heart attacks and dropping dead. It just never happened. And then the medical industrial complex or the medical community is looking at it like, oh, there's nothing to see here, move on.
It's
the
crazy.
Excess deaths. Athletes dropping on the field. They've achieved to an extent what they wanted to do, that, you know, they've released this jab. But unfortunately, they thought that by now, all of us will be so terrified. We'll all be on like our 10th booster.
And they say that, right? They hold these meetings where they go, COVID didn't work as well as we thought it did. People resisted.
Yes.
And, you know, thankfully, because of people like yourself and not to pat ourselves on the back, but obviously we were very strident against it as well. And I like to think that we gave people the information they needed to resist the fear, because that's the other thing. When you go in as a parent and the doctor is telling you you need this shot and they're going, you know, here's what can happen if this disease gets your child, it's terrifying. It really is. And if you don't have the information, if you don't have that in your back pocket, it's very hard to resist their persuasion. You have to have the information. You have to have the knowledge to back up your position if you're anti-vax or anything like that. More on the other side with Dr. Stella Emanuel. The website, drstellamd.com. That's drstellamd.com. Use promo code Alex to get some of her preventative supplements that we'll hear more about on the other side. It's Dr. Stella Emanuel on the American Journal. Stay with us, folks.
Awesome.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from it, an injury, or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
A limited edition exclusive InfoWars proprietary 24-karat .999 pure gold collectible is now available in this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art. This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight up donation drive, but we may have to do one, but this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic. I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products from InfoWars MD, the Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products from InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high-quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose, with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. And, of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health, because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really gives you a clean, focused mindset, just does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptogen, ashwagandha. Your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more of it's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, this is the American Journal. I'm Harrison Smith. My guest is Dr. Stella Emanuel, and you can find her website at drstellamd.com. Use promo code Alex to make sure she knows who sent you. And she's here with a variety of her products. And of course, we're always trying to sort of toe the line here at InfoWars that we want to tell you about the bad stuff that's coming, but not because we want to make you scared. We want you to be aware so you can counteract it and fight against it. Mm-hmm. And I know that's your strategy as well. Yes. So tell us about some of the products that you have here.
Yeah, I like I said, I believe in preparedness. Yeah. Like I tell people, it's those that are paranoid that will survive this. Because if right. you're paranoid and they want to give you something, be like, what is that? Let me check it. Why is right. it? I tell question everything. Don't touch anything without questioning it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So my preparedness strategy is, number one, stock up food, water, and everything. We all know that. you know, make sure you have like charcoal grill, you know, everything that you need, that if they lock you down in your house for the next 6 months, you can survive. You know, right now they are monitoring our sewer system for bird flu. They can just decide that, okay, Rapids County, there's a lot of bird flu in your sewer, you're getting locked down. And they are trying to do that.
Right
now, they're already locking down places in Maine, Massachusetts. They're locking down places right now for mosquitoes. You know what I'm saying? So make sure that if they lock you down, you have enough food and everything, you take care of your family. The second thing I tell people about preparedness is over-the-counter medicines that you need in an emergency. If you go on my Twitter handle is Stella_Emmanuel. And yes, follow me so that you can see what I do. Stella_Emmanuel. If you just scroll down a little bit, you're going to see a Twitter space we did called over-the-counter medicines that you will need in an emergency. So that way you have a good first aid. You build a solid first aid kit that can cover you from head to toe. So we discuss all the different medicines for different systems that you can get over the counter and get a good first aid kit. So that's number two. The third thing that I'll do about preparedness is what we can do. This is prescription medicine, because you cannot just go over the counter and say, can I get some hydroxychloroquine? You can do that in Brazil. You can do that in Cameroon or Nigeria, but you can't do that over here.
Right.
So I remember people in 2020, I've met a lot of people traveling all over this country, people just crying how their family members died, crying and begging for medicine.
Right.
Till today, they have not changed the protocol for COVID management. Till today, many pharmacists will still not feel hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Right. In 2021, during the advent of Delta, it was so bad that at all times we had like 2,000 patients waiting to be seen. There are people that died because they couldn't even see us.
Right.
And then we will call in prescriptions, pharmacists will cancel it and refuse to fill it. Eventually, we put together a system, a closed system. We put out a clarion call, and then we brought in mom and pop pharmacies from all over the country that are licensed all over the country that will ship hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin to you. So if you go on our website, you make a telemedicine appointment in all 50 states. We have doctors that will see you. We have pharmacies that will ship hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin to you, to your house. That takes a few days, 3-4 days to get to you. So don't wait till you're sick. Don't wait till you can't breathe. And then you're calling me at night, come get me out of the hospital. I get those calls. And I know how heart-wrenching it is. And I've seen family members call me, come get my family out of the hospital, and they end up dying. Why? Because they didn't listen to me and take caution. So please, if there's anything you can get from this broadcast, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. Don't wait till you're sick. Don't wait till something crazy happens. I don't care where you get it. Go to Mexico, fly to India. I don't care where you get it. Ask your doctor. If your doctor refuses to prescribe it, go to our website, do a telemedicine appointment, enter all your medical information, and then we will see you, assess you, and then we will prescribe the medicine for you, and our pharmacists will ship it to your door. And of course, use promo code Alex, and you will get a discount. Do it today. Hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. The winter is coming. The election is coming. There's too many things are coming. And most of these viruses, like I said, they are RNA viruses. Hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin can help. So make sure you're prepared today. Tell your family, your friends, your enemies, your frenemies. You know what I'm saying? I can't even say this enough.
Yeah.
Because I get these calls and I'm like, I've told you people, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Today. And like I say, if you go to Dr. Stella MD, drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, you enter all your medical information, that we can help you with. The second thing that we do that's prescription is 7 antibiotics you will need in an emergency. That's a good thing for you to get to and put in your medicine cabinet. And let me tell you something. Once you get your medicine, don't throw it away because it expires. Mm. They did studies in the military and they found out that most medications are still good 7 to 10 years after the expiration date on the bottle.
I did not.
You know what I'm saying? So don't throw it away because, well, I got hydroxychloroquine in 2020 and right now, you know, it expired in 2023. What do I do? Keep it. You can use it for years. So that's what I'll tell you. You see, so the COVID complete pack has hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, budesonide. You know how many people budesonide helped during this COVID crisis? And then one of the things it has is our handmade nebulizer. This
that's
is so
very
cute, right?
Cool.
This is like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
It's a handheld nebulizer that you can charge with your power bank. So if you turn it on, see?
Yeah, it fogs up. And
you can use a power bank to charge it in case there's no electricity.
Yeah, that's very cool. And, we have a nebulizer for my daughter, and it's like a big machine. It's like an engine. You turn it on, it's like, and it's like.
This is just water. It's not.
And that's awesome. I didn't even know that was a thing. Yes. Yeah. That's
this is like
so
the
cool.
cutest thing ever. So this is part of our pack, and you can actually just get this too on our website. So, so that way, if there's an electricity problem, there's no electricity, at least you can still have a nebulizer.
That's awesome.
Then, of course, so that is prescription medicine. Then if you go to our marketplace, that is the what we're dealing with. That over the past 4 years, we have done a lot of immune support products. Right. Like I said, when they say COVID is here, we'll go and do studies, find out about quercetin. You go read it online; it's on the NIH website. So we put together COVIVITE that has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. People that have been on this don't get sick like that.
Right.
Because it builds their immunity against all RNA viruses. I'm talking about COVID, bird flu, Zika, dengue. They're all RNA viruses. And the good thing about RNA viruses, like I said, is that they are sensitive to zinc. Mm. But zinc cannot enter the cell. So you need something that will open zinc channels. That's where quercetin, elderberry, and even hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin also work that way. Mm. So we put it together, vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin in COVIVITE. We also have the gummies for children. That's vitamin C, D, zinc, and elderberry for children. So we have that. And then, of course, we heard about monkeypox.
Mm-hmm.
So we did what we call the pox defense that has Sarracenia purpura. You can go read it. You can just Google it. Pitcher plant and smallpox. You will see Sarracenia purpura. Like I said, it's a plant that you can extract and it can help to mitigate or build your immunity against pox. So what we did is that we put together what we call a trifecta pack.
Mm.
So you can go on our website. For me, I take COVIVITE, right? Let me stop and say something about COVIVITE. COVIVITE is like the best drink ever. We put this together for COVID long symptoms. So, during COVID, what we usually would do is that if people are getting like hair is falling out, we put together the COVID Hevites. If people are having problems going to sleep, we put together COVID Sleep that has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. It also has ashwagandha and melatonin that can help you sleep. So you can take your sleep aid, and it also helps to prevent COVID. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but we had a lot of problem with people that were not drinking, because with COVID, the biggest problem is dehydration because people had a bad smell and they didn't want to eat or drink. So what took people down was dehydration. Uh-huh. So we were advising people here, drink 2 liters of Pedialyte. So it was like, why can't we just produce our own electrolyte?
Right.
So we did COVIVITE that has all the vitamins you need. Then we had something for brain fog, ginkgo biloba, black pepper, stuff like that, quercetin, N-acetylcysteine, CoQ10, resveratrol.
Yeah, I'm gonna mix up a glass of this and drink it in the next segment. We've got to go to commercial break.
Go
to drstellamd.com, promo yes. code Alex for a discount.
Yes.
I'm gonna try it out myself. I'll give you my judgment on the other side. Stay with us, folks.
Bring a bottle of water.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. Yes, our program's come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
Alex Jones, Dr. Kirk Elliott, good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies. Because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you. But they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto those who would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get an 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to KEPM.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. KEPM.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does a sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
Gentlemen, final segment of the show. In studio with me is Dr. Stella Emanuel. You can follow her on X at Stella_Emanuel. The website is drstellamd.com. Make sure to be using the promo code Alex, A-L-E-X, to get a discount on the incredible products that I'm about to try. You're about to mix up a little potion for me, aren't you?
Right.
Or should I do it myself?
Let me help you.
All right.
So, this is what I called, you know, I was talking about COVID light before we went on break. So we put together COVID light to help like COVID lung symptoms and brain fog and everything. And then of course it was so amazing that we all started drinking it.
Right.
I remember I was at a program and I met Jim Brewer.
Yes.
So I met Jim and I was like, Jim, here, I'm giving you a cup of COVID light. Okay. Go take this, try it. And you will start stalking me to get more. She's like, really? I say, yeah, go try it. Like a week later, I go, Stella, I said, yeah, what? I love COVID light. I said, you do. I love it too. So she's like, can I get some more? How do I get some more? And then I sent him to the website. He bought like 5.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And since then, he's been taking it. Geraldine, all of them like, we love COVID light.
So it's not something that you take if you have COVID. It's something that you can take daily.
It has all the vitamins that you need. It has vitamin C, zinc, and quercetin. It has all the vitamins you need. But it also helps with brain fog because it has like ginkgo biloba, coQ10. It has guarana, which is a natural occurring caffeine that actually, when you take it in the morning, I mean, I've been taking it for the past 4 years, basically. This is my daily drink. I actually mix it with other things. I'll show you. But don't take it at night. If you take it at 6 p.m. at night or something, you will spend all night cleaning and packing your house and everything. And it's like having coffee without the drop, you know, and then healthy with all the vitamins you need. So what do I do is that I take COVID light. I take a scoop of COVID light.
And you're just putting it right in the water bottle?
Yeah. And then I take Viraimmune Plus. Viraimmune Plus is has peptide and proteases. It has ECG, ECGC, astragalus. This we had put together in case they had like Ebola or Marburg.
Mm.
So I put a scoop of COVID light.
That's a small scoop too. So you're getting a lot.
Yeah, it's a small scoop. Yeah. And then this is the trifecta for the triple-demic.
So yes.
I put one, two, three sprays. Okay.
That's the pox defense.
Yeah, that's the pox defense. I mix it. And it tastes really good. Mix, 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 mix.
And so that's it. And it's orange flavor and strawberry flavor.
Strawberry, yeah.
And the peach mango. Ooh, it looks good.
Peach. Yeah, we have this in orange and peach mango. So drink it.
So it's a, is it an energy drink? Is it a?
It's an energy. It's an energy drink that builds your immunity. You know what I'm saying? It tastes good, right?
Yeah,
it tastes really good. Yeah,
yeah.
It's an energy drink. It builds your immunity, and it makes you feel good.
Oh,
it gives you energy all day.
It's really good.
And then, you know.
It really tastes delicious. Oh, my gosh.
So when we got it back and we tasted it, I tried it. I was like, whoa. Within like 10 minutes, my energy level increased. My brain fog just, like, I hear what Jim said, like, I never knew I had brain fog till I took COVID light.
Right.
And then my brain was all clear and I feel good.
That's amazing. Yeah, so, yeah. It's one of those things. We say the same thing about our supplements that, like, mm-hmm. you might not even
know that you need it until you really take it. Yes.
This is what I'm supposed to be like? Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, so what we did is put a drink together for people that had, like, COVID lung symptoms, feeling weak, feeling drained, you know, no energy and everything. This is one of the things. So it's like building your immunity. It's like an energy drink that builds your immunity against some of the crazy viruses that are being released. Wow. So by the time we mix this three, I call it the trifecta, you know, you mm-hmm. can drink. Or if you don't like drink, or you don't want to get guarana, you don't want to feel all, you don't need any extra energy. There are people that are already hyper, they don't need energy. I would advise them to take the Covivites and the Immunovites for children and the Pox Defense. So you can either do this trifecta or you can do the trifecta drink. With these two, you can you will basically get your immunity built against all the different viruses that are coming up right now. You know, even they are talking about, you know, there are places that are being locked down after 6 p.m. because of mosquito-borne viruses.
Right.
You know, so it's time for just build your immunity, make sure that if something crazy happens, you're solid.
Right.
And I can say that, and many of my people that have been taking this thing, they have people that have been on Covivites for the past 3 years, they don't get sick. They travel around and mix with crowds and everything, and they're pretty much okay because, you know, it's good. It really works. And this comes from us studies that were done in the NIH.
Yeah.
This is not just something that, you know, we came up with. You know, we put together these supplements based on studies that have been done to see that the supplements work.
But they're all proprietary. So
you
came up with all
MD,
these,
yes.
But based on
yes. So what we do is that we basically go and we pick, and then I'll call the people that manufacture for us. I said we need to put together an electrolyte drink instead of us recommending Pedialyte. We need to put together an electrolyte drink, and we want something that has energy. We want quercetin in it. We want this and that in it. So we put together the formula, and then we send it to them, and they manufacture it. They don't sell; they just manufacture for us. And it's a company in New Jersey, so it's, you know. It's something that we've been doing. It's very interesting because to think about that, I was just a physician prescribing medicines.
Right.
Right now, I'm doing both. Being a physician, I'm still a physician, so I still believe there are times that you need prescription medicine. But I'm really, you know, working right now to build health instead.
Right.
So people should get their immunity built up because of all this stuff. A lot of the reason why a lot of the viruses affect us is because we're not healthy in the first place.
Right.
So if you go to drstellamd.com, like I said, first thing, get your prescription medicine, which is a hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, your medicine cabinet. You can get just hydroxychloroquine by itself or ivermectin by itself. But what we really advise is to get the COVID complete pack. The COVID complete pack has hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. It has budesonide. It has Z-Pack. It has the nebulizer. And it has a pulse oximeter to check your oxygen. Because during the pandemic, people did not know that they were going down. The first thing that you notice is that your oxygen will go down. So it all comes in the package and you can get it. So that, put in your medicine cabinet. Don't get it to use it right now. Get it, put in your medicine cabinet. Get one for every family member. Make sure that you were fine. And then get these healthy products and take them daily. You understand what I'm saying? I take COVID, this mix, I take it daily.
Yeah.
And I just haven't been sick.
It tastes amazing. I really can't get over how good this is. It's like candy.
How
it's
do
amazing.
You feel?
I'm feeling pretty good. But
yeah.
I was feeling good before, but it's not hurting, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
When, you know, it keeps you like, I'm not a morning person.
That's good.
The only reason I'm out now, I'm yakking is because I took coffee.
I'm not a morning person. I've done the show for a morning person.
I would have been sleeping like,
oh my God, I know. Me too. I'm going to go take a nap after. Well, maybe not anymore, though.
You're not going to be able to nap with that. You're going to get up from here and just get back to work and do what you have to do for the rest of the day.
This is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, what's powerful about your message is it's not just about, physical health. It's about mental health. It's about spiritual health, which, again, it just ties in so perfectly to what we do here at InfoWars. And in the same way that we take our own supplements, we do our own, like, I don't have to try to pitch you on something that I don't believe in myself, which is a really nice thing as you know, somebody who I feel like I really have to keep up my reputation for telling the truth. And, every day I'm taking Brain Force. Every day I'm taking X3. Mm-hmm. And I might have to add a Covilite to that mix. It really tastes good.
Yes. I usually tell people, I said, people always reach out to me because they want me to, pitch something or that. And I always tell them, I said, no, I have to make sure that what I'm doing is something that brings health to the people. Right. Like even on our website, we have medicinal herbs right now that are actually homegrown with no GMO. We have ginger, turmeric, lemongrass, mint, spirulina that I mix in a tea. Sometimes in the evening, I mix it in a tea and I drink it. It's really, really good. It's a healthy tea. And moringa, things like that. It's been a good transformation in my life from not just being a doctor that preaches, but for a doctor that preaches and also talks about, health. And that's one of the things that everybody has to come into terms with right now, that we're in a time when these demons are trying to destroy our health, destroy our lives, destroy our spirituality, destroy our humanity. And the best way for you to survive is to be prepared. Be prepared spiritually, be prepared mentally, be prepared physically, be prepared medically. Make sure that you are prepared. Do not be scared. Just make sure that you are prepared. And I like to pray, if you don't mind.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Father, I thank God for everybody that is listening to me right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, for every one of you listening, that any veil over your mind will be torn and then you will see the glorious light of the gospel in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, for strength. I pray for divine protection over all those that are fighting this battle in the front line. Divine protection for President Trump, for Alex, for everybody that is standing in the front line, Tucker, all of them. Father, protect them. Watch over them in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, for your kingdom to come in this nation and for your will to be done in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that you will break the spirit of fear over people. We pray, Father, for your touch right now. Wake people up. Pull them to a place of prayer and a place of closer relationship with you in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that healing will go through the nation right now, and those that have been corrupted, that you will touch them with your blood and heal them in the name of Jesus. Lord, I cover every one of us in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Wow, powerful stuff. Absolutely incredible. I do feel like I just drank a really strong cup of coffee.
I know, right?
I have to say, it kicks in pretty quick. Or maybe it's just because I'm chugging it because it tastes so good.
It actually does.
It is really good, folks. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't steer you wrong. Neither will Dr. Stella Emanuel. DrStellaMD.com. That's DrStellaMD.com. Promo code Alex. Follow her on X at Stella_Emanuel. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for this delicious drink.
Okay.
And, stay tuned, everybody. Alex Jones in 90 seconds. Don't go anywhere.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.